Hello and welcome to a Touchdown Frucker podcast. I'm your host Lewis, and on this week's show we'll be discussing this week's release of the latest FIFA 15 player ratings, and we'll be giving you our insights into the ratings themselves and the impact those ratings will have towards football fans and how they judge players. Before we crack on, I'll introduce today's guests. We have Castor Oil's latest customer, Io. How you doing, mate? We've got Torquay United fullback, Mariah.
Thank you, mate.
How you doing, mate? Public Enemy 1, number 1, sorry, Daniel. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, right, man. Public Enemy number 1.
Sorry, Public Enemy number 1. And we got a debutant whose laugh will probably make you switch off, but please don't. He's a really cool guy. So, it's Aaron. How you doing, Geese? Yeah, so, I mean, we don't normally talk about football games on the show. Guys, just to start with, are you casual FIFA players, or do you play it religiously, or you don't play at all?
I play FIFA a lot.
Yeah, FIFA is my second religion, bro. Yeah, I'm onto
it. I've been beating guys on FIFA for about a decade now, man.
Yeah, right, man.
They had kids and they came back and I kept beating them, so yeah, I think
it's big. What about you, Daniel? You're more of a football manager, man.
I used to play like video games, but then I turned 7 and I decided not to play anymore.
Oh, that's
some bro-man shit. No, I'm just kidding. I was a pro man and I played pro, and so with the diff of pro, I didn't really make that transition to FIFA. But I'll tell you right now, I was the fucking best at pro.
Nah, I doubt it.
No, I was the fucking best. Who said? Who doubts me? You see?
Brian doubts me, man.
Fuck it. Listen, I'm telling you, we will get the old fucking Pro Evolution and we will do this. Because I'm telling you, I was the best at that game. But FIFA, I want to get back into it. Just because this is a good thing to happen. But no, I don't play it now.
All right. Well, fair enough. We'll start off with just how, you know, fans today use these games, like whether it be Football Manager, Pro Evolution, or FIFA, you know, to come up with their opinions on players. Daniel, do you think that it's a big issue in the game that people use game consoles and games to give basis to their opinions on a player?
The question, first and foremost, is do people do it? I don't know. If they do, it depends. I can't answer for them, because it could be good, it could be a good thing, it could be a bad thing. I can talk about my experience. And when I was playing games like Championship Manager back in the day, Pro Evolution, what I would do is, I wouldn't trust their opinion, so it's just an opinion when it comes down to ratings. Even if it's like a whole department's worth of opinions, it's still an opinion. So I'd see what they think, and then it just made me want to go and check out the player myself. I always kind of do that, even when I'm talking to another person, say, yo, what do you think about that player? They give me their opinion, but I still go and I like to see things with my eyes. I like to watch the player and not just like one or two games. So it is good because they have whole departments that are just there and they pay them. It's their job to go and check out players. So you look at your football manager, and I know the guy that does like the scouting for Chelsea, not just the first team, but all the way down to youth. And the knowledge he has is encyclopedic, like really good knowledge. The Football Manager database, I'm really impressed with. But at the same time, it doesn't inform my opinion. It's still an opinion. I still treat it like that. And I think it's dangerous for you to just... I think, why not just make your own opinion? Why would you just look at stats and from like a fucking game, my bad for swearing, and then just come up with an opinion? Like, just watch football. That's what it's there for.
But I mean, if you say, for example, that, you know, these scouts who come up with the player ratings and stuff like that, I mean, they're obviously of some sort of qualification, so why not trust their opinions and, you know, use them as part of your opinion? Why not do that?
Because sometimes I think it's very good to have your own ideas and ideologies, because obviously then you just become, you know, just a parrot, like a puppet.
Yeah.
Because like, especially when it comes to rating a football's ability, I think probably the only opinion that's kind of like universal is Ronaldo and Messi being the best players in the world. That's probably as close to universal opinion you can get, like, probably in football history. But I think football, especially how people rate players, it's just mainly due to their style of football that they like. Like, if you could like a particular style of footballer, and like, he might not be rated in like Football Manager stats. For example, like, I remember like the old for managers when Zlatan Ibrahimovic was at Juventus. Like, if you see his stats, I think he had like 16 dribbling, was like his best. I think technique was 20, dribbling was 16, finishing was 12, first touch was 13. So, like, his stats weren't that great. So, if you were a person who likes technical players, players who like to try the extraordinary, and you just saw that stat and said, oh, Zlatan Ibrahimovic is not that much of a great striker. But if you actually watched him, you saw him, like, remember that goal in Ajax where he kind of took on four people four times. Like, Zlatan's always trying new ingenious things. Like, remember one of his goals ages ago for Sweden against Italy, kind of like backheel volleyed it over the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Like, then those type of stuff he was doing at that age, you would have never been able to, well, appreciate his talent. You could have seen him and he could have been your type of player. But because you just judge your opinion on football manager, for example, do you know what I mean? You've missed out on an opportunity. So that's why I don't think you can purely use other people's judgment, because other people ain't you. You don't have the same values and beliefs. So I think that's a bit crazy to, unless, I don't know, unless they have the same kind of ideology as you, but how do you know that?
Still, why not just,
yeah.
I understand, like, in the world we live in, we can't watch every single league. We can't watch every single format. So you kind of have to rely on other opinions. But, like, I don't understand the people that have such strong opinions about players that they don't watch.
I think the key is, like, yeah, the level, I mean, like, the level of opinion that, no, the level, I mean, the weight of your, of,
exactly.
Yeah, the weight of your, what's it called, your point being made, and it's based off knowledge that you cannot verify yourself personally. I don't really agree with that, because, for example, William Carvalho was linked to Manchester United and Arsenal. I'm not gonna lie to you, I'll probably see William Carvalho play less than 120 minutes of football in my life. So when I'm asked about it, I'm like, oh, lads, what do you think of William Carvalho? I can say, oh, based on what some of my friends have said, I think William Carvalho could probably be a decent signing for us. I'm not going to go and tell you, yeah, William Carvalho is one of the best defensive midfielders
yeah.
we played. Because I can't say that, because I haven't watched the lad play. Whereas somebody like Ravel Morrison, where some people may not have watched him as much, his stats aren't as great on football games. He's like probably 73 on FIFA or something stupid like that. But I've seen this guy play since he was a kid at Manchester United, and I could constantly say, yeah, Ravel Morrison is an excellent footballer with a lot of talent, with a lot of ability. So yeah, so it's just about just using common sense. You can't just base your whole core of your opinion on somebody else's opinion.
And if I could chip into the
two things, right?
Go ahead.
It comes down to two things. First, like you guys were saying, fans trying to come across as more cultured than they actually are, so they want to come across as that, yeah, I'm that guy who watches Portuguese league, the Dutch league, the Belgian league,
the Saudi Arabian league, everything.
Yeah, they want to come across as that guy who, yeah, I'm a dick.
Yeah, because I'm trying to cut you guys off. Like, I remember I was having a discussion about a player in the Portuguese league. I can't remember. I think it might have been William. A player in the German league, sorry. And I can't remember who it was. And somebody said, yeah, I've watched him so many times. And I was like, wait a minute, why are you lying? Because you support Arsenal, and Arsenal usually have games at 3 o'clock, and German teams usually have games at 2:30 on Saturday. So unless you have two TV screens, how are you watching both these matches at the same time?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, why are you actually lying?
There was a point where I used to download matches.
Yeah, you could do that, but how many yeah. people actually say that? How many exactly. people download matches?
Yeah.
People just really are going to have to download albums properly, like, let alone flipping full football matches. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so I think what Mario said is sitting in the head, people trying to sound more knowledgeable than they can, especially now that, like, it's kind of seemed like it's quite popular to tweet about football along to your peers.
Yeah, people, and to have and to be, have some sort of deeper knowledge about football.
Yeah, deeper knowledge. Like, I don't understand why there's no harm in just not knowing about football.
Yeah, I don't think football anymore, it really is anything about opinion. It is all about, it seems to be substance of knowledge, like a competition of who has the greatest knowledge.
Yeah. I remember one time, people talk about Draxler, and I think he's at 19, so it's like, oh, who's better out of Draxler or Yanazai? Because I've seen Yanazai, I've never seen Draxler. I can't remember Draxler playing. I think I've seen Schalke play, but every time I see Schalke play, they get hammered. So I probably can't really take in Draxler. They had people coming in telling me, oh, you idiot, how dare you complain? I was like, listen, I'll tell you for free, I have never seen Draxler play. So I can't, I just want to know the level of Yanazai's ability compared to these so-called top youngsters. Like, I remember a discussion with Dan about Bakali. I think we're talking about that list that was it Gazzetta dello Sport or whatever.
Oh yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, and I remember Marvel had FA was telling me that Bakali's definitely better than Yanazai. I was like, oh really? Okay, cool. Yeah. I have to try to check him out. Didn't mean I didn't change my opinion on Yanazai, because these two who I respect the knowledge and trust said this guy's better. I saw it, see the lad playing, so I'm going to say, oh yeah, Bakali's better than Yanisai because Daniel and Ife told me. Do you know what I mean? So yeah.
But you know, to Bakali, he's one of these players, like, because I watched the only reason why I found out about Bakali is because United signed Pereira, and at that point I wanted to check out if he was good or not. So I checked out, and there was a training video, and then they showed Pereira go past, and there was this player behind him that was doing some mad things with the ball. I was thinking, who the fuck is that? That's when I found out about Bakali, and at this point he was like 15, because you signed Pereira at about 15 that age. And so I started watching just for that, because that's what usually happens. Like, we're talking about football games, usually kind of what happens is I might see someone on Football Manager back in the day, or I might just see someone in a video clip. Then I become interested in that player, then I start watching youth games, and that's what happened with the Bakali thing. And so obviously, I noticed how good he was, and I started watching Bakali. But Bakali is one of those players that a lot of people told me when I tell them about them, they said, oh, he's sick on FIFA. So, like, a lot of these games do inform a lot of these people's opinions. And, like, even when I was talking about Sturridge, before they said, Sturridge is a fake player. He's good on FIFA, but he's not. This was, like, a year or two ago. He's good on FIFA, but he's not good in real life. So it does, like, the kind of game, the opinions from games, it kind of creeps in to general, like, opinions on football players in actual real life.
The one I remember when I was in school was when Chelsea signed Kesman.
Yeah.
It wasn't too long after we signed Van Nistelrooy, he'd come over and he'd been, like, really prolific.
Yeah.
So my friend didn't know everyone played Championship Manager.
Yeah.
He's going to be better than Van Nistelrooy. Have you seen his goal record? He's yeah. 6 FM. His finishing is 20.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, in school, that was even basically it was what it was on Twitter now, but basically
in the classroom.
Gassy is. Yeah. You can't cut them off because you don't know shit. So basically, if someone tells you someone's tough, you kind of have to be like, oh, okay, cool. So it was like, yeah, Kesman's going to be sick, blah, 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 blah. And I remember he came and he was a dud, man.
Do you know what? I can say about Kesman, I watched that because I was watching Robben at the time, because obviously Robben yeah. and Kesman was at PSV. Kesman, like, he was scoring like shitloads at PSV.
Yeah, he was.
But, and I thought he was going to do well at Chelsea. I'm not going to lie. I thought he was actually going to do well at Chelsea. But one thing about Kesman is he didn't score a goal in Champions League. Whenever PSV got to Champions League, he didn't score a goal in Champions League. For someone that would score like every single game in Holland, comes to the Champions League, and it's not like just once. I think there was in it twice or three times. He didn't score a goal, so
that's a warning sign.
Yeah, it was a warning sign. And another thing is he didn't really get a chance either. Drogba started most of the games because Johnson was the second striker. Kesman was like used sparingly, so he never got a run. But even when he went to Atletico Madrid, because he went to Atletico after, he never recreated that same scoring form. So yeah, I think he was a bit of a flop.
Yeah, you can't trust the Dutch league. I mean, Dirk Kuyt is he had a decent. No, you know what happens here as well? People don't watch players, they're just going to look at their stats.
Yeah.
So you've got no idea the kind of goals they're scoring, the amount of chances they have, how dominant their team are. They're just going to look at how many goals they're scoring. And I think Dirk Kuyt had a pretty good goal scoring record as well. So they thought, okay, here comes another Van Nistelrooy. And again, it didn't really pan out like that, did it?
Which is why every single time, like, these games, you'd find out about the players from the games, whether it's your modern day FIFA or your back in the day. Championship Manager, I'd see the player, I'd see the I'd even go to like World Soccer Magazine, see their goals, but I'd want to go and check it. So like with the Kuyt thing, first and foremost, he didn't score that many goals in Holland. He wasn't scoring, like, Kesman was scoring shitloads, Kuyt wasn't scoring that many goals. He was scoring alright, plus he was just shit. Just when I watched him and Kalou, both of them were shit, because Kalou was linked to Chelsea, and I was thinking, fuck, because do you know what Mourinho said? Mourinho actually said, oh my god, they went there in disguises to watch Kalou because they thought they found gold. And I'm thinking, I've seen this guy. This guy is all kinds of shit. Like, no, he wasn't even shit. But again, like, I was talking earlier about players that just, there's no hunger in what they're doing. Everything looks so kind of lazy and just like, so when we're talking about actually watching players, you pick up so many more things than just stats.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and it just kind of broadens your horizon, so.
I'll tell you what, the one thing about Dutch strikers is I've noticed is that their stock seems to have gone down. So even if you have like a great season in Holland now, I think the latest one was the Icelandic dude. I think he scored something like 35 goals last season or something. And
Man City? No, 35 goals last season. What's his name?
Sigfridsson or something like that. You've not heard of it. That's what I'm saying. But if this was, say, 3-4 years ago, you'd probably be hearing rave reviews about him. In my opinion, anyway, I think.
Alves as well. Like, they've had quite a few
comments. Yeah, what's his name? Bruno Alves, is it? No, not Bruno Alves.
No, Alfonso
Afonso Alves.
No, but you know what? I think it's, and this is the whole thing. It's like, obviously, in the Dutch league, there's one, the first and foremost, it's like with Kesman, I said, in the Champions League, he didn't score any goals. Where Suarez, because obviously Suarez was there and he was killing it. I think he got the highest goals in Europe that season, one season for Ajax. But there was always this kind of hesitation for clubs to make the move. And I think it was because of that kind of whole kind of thing we have with the Dutch strikers. They score goals, it doesn't mean shit because of the Dutch league. But I think first and foremost, you watch gameplay. Suarez wasn't just about scoring goals. He was twisting up all the players as well. And he was scoring amazing goals. Chips, all sorts of, all manner of chips. Just disgusting. He was tearing up that league. And then again, it came to Champions League. Arsenal fans, you remember the goal he scored against you when he was playing for Ajax? You might not. But yeah, he'd do it in the Champions League too. Internationally, he'd do it too. So that's the kind of three that I'd look for. If you're looking at Dutch striker, is it just goals? If it's just goals, like Cantona was scoring goals at Ajax, but it was just goals, I was thinking.
Yeah, he was a number one.
Like Afonso Alves, he had a bit of pace, but at the same time, it was like, but when you see a Suarez, and that's why a lot of people like to make decisions, the problem is they'll see the games, they'll see he plays in Holland, he's scoring goals, it's just the Dutch league. Or it's just the Brazilian league. Nice. I don't like people that say it's just the Brazilian league when you don't watch the Brazilian league. You don't know the talent in there. So that's the danger. I think everyone wants this kind of whole picture where they can say who the top 10 strikers in the world are, but they don't watch all the football in the world. Yeah. But they think because they play FIFA and they have the stats from all around the world, they can make that opinion. Or yeah, because they see highlights or shit like that. But that's why I don't really get involved in it. But I don't know, it's good. I think in today's world we see more football from around the world than we ever have done, so maybe we're more able to, and games brings in, like, growing up I supported AC Milan, Chelsea, Dortmund, Ajax, Valencia, Auxerre, so like a team in every single league, and I'd watch this because of games. Like, games brought me into football as in terms of watching it, so I think it's a good thing.
Okay, Aaron, you haven't spoke much. What's your basically knowledge into how FIFA actually base their rankings, their ratings of players around? Do you have any idea into how they do it?
I think FIFA base their ratings on the previous season. So I think they have a view of the previous season and base their ratings on that. Whether or not it's not actually up to it or not, I'm not too sure, but that's the only thing that comes to my mind.
So, like, that, hence the reason why, like, we've seen players like Ozil drop down, because it's deemed that they haven't had
the best season that they should have, or lived up to their name, kind of thing. Same thing with Fabregas and a few other players.
So does that mean that, obviously, that that he's become a worse player, or?
No, not at all. I wouldn't say, because your FIFA, is that FIFA ratings, you can't really go so far in them. Like, if they do really base the FIFA ratings on the previous season, and then their player has dropped, really and truly, it doesn't mean that player is bad now, kind of thing.
That's why, like, they've added the fact that players can get updated now.
Yeah.
Stuck with that rating for the whole game.
Mariah.
FIFA do weekly updates and that. So, for example, you can take Fabregas that I think came out at 84, but is now currently on a demo 86.
Right.
So
they've updated already.
Always updates.
Yeah. So, Moraev, Ozil was say, I'm using Ozil because he's like a well talked about guy, as Daniel would know. Is, because he's now 86 and last year he was 87, does that mean that he has regressed as a player at Arsenal? Does that mean that he's a worse player now than he was last year?
He's a worse footballer. He's not as performing as well as he was at Real Madrid. But that, of course, is down to a variety of factors. But you have to understand, this is a computer game, which is just based on how players perform. They can't go into the whole, he hasn't got runners around him, and, you know, the quality of the players has dipped, etc., etc. He was playing at a world-class level at Real Madrid, and he wasn't playing at a world-class level at Arsenal, so...
So that's what I'm trying to get at. So, like, the FIFA ratings are, because you have attributes there, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to get at. Are the FIFA ratings based on performance, or are they actually based on the player's attributes? Because I wouldn't say Ozil has particularly regressed in terms of his attributes.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's a worse passer.
I'm not too sure, because I think the attributes do change. Like, for example, I don't know, stuff like correct, like you, some of the mentality stats, I think there's aggression, creativity, so those things sort of change. Maybe I think to be honest, last season Ozil didn't look as fit. Or, I don't know, he just seems, he felt like he looked quicker at Real Madrid. I don't know, maybe that's because, maybe because of the way Real Madrid were playing or their style, or I don't know, or, do you know what I mean? I don't really know, but he did seem a lot quicker, especially for that German team in the World Cup. Was it 2010? Yeah, he looked really quick, especially maybe because he was playing Gareth Barry, God knows, but he just looked very, very quick.
I don't think Ozil's a slow player.
I don't think he even runs at top speed, just so he can maintain his ball control. I think he could probably run quicker.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, when Ozil runs, his ball control is like from 10 out of 10. So,
do you know what I think it is? It's like, I don't think, and this is a great question from Lewis about, is he a worse player in terms of attributes, or is his, like, our stats based on form? But I think, obviously, it's not, when there's acceleration there, that's not form. That's how, like, fast, like, how quickly you can reach your top speed. Mm-hmm. And maybe that can change with fitness and everything like that.
Yeah.
But basically, we all know where it is. It's just, like, basic, it's form.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Actually, to be fair, if you watch, like, on FIFA, the live seasons and stuff, like, say, for example, like, if you play, like, the World Cup mode, like, I think after Spain got smashed out, like, all their player stats dropped, because obviously they lost.
Yeah.
And when you actually look at the players, like, when you press the, I think it's the right trigger button, whatever it's called, to look, all their stats go down. So it's not just any, it's not just, like, specifically, they're not just watching and think, oh, okay, David Silva, his passing was off them in his World Cup.
I don't necessarily agree with that. That's why I don't think FIFA is...
I think it's... The reason why is because, okay, it might say, as like as a body of attributes, it might come across like you're just rating how good the player is. But what FIFA want to do is recreate a game like similar to what's happening right now.
But can't they develop something like form into it?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Daniel actually on second form. So when you think about it, like when Rooney's off form, for example, like everything kind of boils off. I'm sure Mariah could agree with this. Like his touch, his bit of weight, but I think that's what's happening. If you're off form, you're not playing.
That's true.
And that's your ability is not at the level it usually is.
It should be, yeah. And there's nothing worse for me playing a football game, seeing Rooney doing something on the fucking game that he can't do in real life.
But I would just go about it in a different way, because I would go about it a different way. For example, so you say, for example, when Rooney's playing poorly, his touch goes off. That doesn't mean that on the top of his game, Rooney's touch isn't still of a... I don't know what Rooney's touch is on FIFA. But maybe there should be some sort of, like... Rather than bringing the player's attributes down, why can't there be, like, a form bar or something?
Well, I like the way they do it now, to be honest, with the updates.
Okay, Lewis, with the form bar, how does that affect the game?
So, the form... So, it would affect individual attributes, but it wouldn't change their attributes. So, maybe the players... So maybe the players wouldn't play to their ability, but it wouldn't change their actual ability on FIFA.
Isn't that the update, though? Basically.
Yeah, that's what that update is basically on.
No, but it changes the attributes. Yeah, I'm talking about not changing the attributes.
But when his form goes up, his attributes go back up again.
But you understand what Lewis is saying? Lewis is saying his attributes aren't not reflective of actually how good the player are. If they were, they wouldn't change with form.
I understand what Lewis is saying.
Because if you look at Pro Evolution had those arrows...
Football Manager do the same thing with development.
Yeah. Don't they?
You know, when a player's developing, either that be in training or through matches, every specific attribute that gets it, and not everything goes down and not everything goes up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
so it's just the way FIFA decided to implement it.
Yeah, myself personally, I would do it a different way. I don't necessarily agree with the way they do it. I would do it a different way, but obviously, if you guys...
How would you do it,
Lewis? I would have... So, the attribute... So, for example, if Mesut Ozil was 87, and that's the level that you...
No,
I'm sorry. I'm just using him as a constant example, right?
That's
so,
nice.
I wouldn't have Ozil as 87 on the game, personally.
What would you have Ozil as? What?
I think 86 is probably about right. Yeah, okay, whatever. I would have... So, his overall attribute would stay the same. Because I don't think Ozil has regressed as a player. He may be playing below his ability. But what I would have is, like, a form bar. So, the form bar would be reflective of his performances during the season. So, if his form bar goes down during the game, you would see a poorer Mesut Ozil. You wouldn't see a Mesut Ozil playing at his ability.
Okay. How does he play poorer?
Sorry.
So how would he play poorer in the game? Like,
no, the same way he would play if you brought his stats down.
Oh, but his stats actually just don't go down.
His stats don't go down. Yeah.
It just shows that he's on poor form.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, but he'll play like his stats have gone down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In essence, his stats have gone down.
But not.
No, I understand what
you're saying. I'm being pedantic, but... That's how I would do it anyway, whether you agree with it or not. I don't give a shit. But
no, you think? Do you know sometimes it's like with Diego Costa right now? When Diego Costa was playing in Spain, I know FIFA's a worldwide game, but when Diego Costa was playing in Spain, the English audience didn't rate him as much. Even with Zlatan, there was ages where people were saying Zlatan's overrated. But now if they get to see him up close, you can see why a rating would have to change, because now people understand how good he is. So maybe sometimes when Ozil was in Spain and people thought it was a certain level, maybe his rating has to come down because they understand actually he's not that type of player. He's not as good a player as we thought he was.
Hmm. Maybe.
That is the way they do it, I think, is the easiest way to do it, essentially.
It's a difficult
thing to gauge because a player's form and how he plays is affected by his surroundings.
Yeah.
If Ozil went back to play at Real Madrid, I don't think he would be too far off the Mesut Ozil we saw that left there.
Yeah.
And what, is he now a better Mesut Ozil than the one we've seen at Arsenal? Mm. Which is the fact that now he's surrounded by better players. Like, you understand? How can a computer game figure out what
I think this is something similar to, what's the Ultimate Team? With the chemistry and stuff like that. You know, I don't play Ultimate Team, so I'm just guessing from what the Ultimate Team shows. Like, if you have players from like a certain country for that, their chemistry goes up and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, I play Ultimate Team. Basically, if you have players from the same country or players in the same league or same team, they all have a chemistry. Also, if you have a manager from that same league, the chemistry goes up as well.
So you see Cristiano Ronaldo, because Portugal had a poor World Cup, did his stats go down?
Oh.
It's all subjective. They didn't blame it on Cristiano Ronaldo.
It's not what he's about, though. He delivered year in, year out for almost a decade now.
Yeah. No, because I'm just trying to think of some of the Spain players. Like, some of the Spain players that may have gone down, it doesn't mean they necessarily had bad seasons. And
Iniesta's the highest ranked Spain player. He's 6th, I think, 89.
Yeah. Yeah.
In terms of the rankings, I just think that all FIFA are concerned about is trying to create as close to what is happening in the football right now in the game.
Yeah, of course, which is good, should work.
So, in terms of changing the attributes, they can actually kind of bespokely change every single bit. So, if all of a sudden it seems like Torres has lost his pace, they can take that attribute down to the pace that they think it is, which is, I can't argue with that. I think
that's fine.
Last year's FM still had Eto'o like being really quick. And like it's like Chelsea just signed a bad boy striker. Yeah, so it's when they get it wrong, it's annoying. Like having as quick as that's just a game, isn't it?
What would you guys say is more accurate, Football Manager or FIFA?
Football Manager.
Football Manager by light years.
Football Manager, like, it's not even a question.
Mm. Yeah.
Football Manager, even FIFA do some like really weird things. Like even Football Manager, if you're not like a specifically known player. Like, for example, like, you could be an unknown player, but if you're really quick, you have really quick stats.
Yeah.
Whereas on FIFA, like, if you're not a known player...
You won't be that quick.
Yeah, you won't be that quick. Also, but, like, certain players in the lower leagues, I'm sure, they have, like, a really hard shot or really great pass.
But they just seem to have, like, default stats. Maybe because FIFA's system, the way they rate players, if they have those stats as a high level, the overall level wouldn't suit the standard that they're playing. Maybe that's the way their algorithm works, so they have to bring it down.
You know the thing about Football Manager? Anyone who plays Football Manager, certain players who are breaking through now and are worldwide names, like in Football Manager back in 08, they were doing dirt, and you're like, who the hell is this guy? I've never heard of him.
Yeah.
Like, Falcao was wicked in like...
Cavani.
Yeah, exactly. So Football Manager by light years, not even close. FIFA popularity as well, man.
Yeah. So because FIFA's different, because... One thing, and this is just an assumption for me, but on FIFA, if you like give those attributes, let's say you've got a really fast player, and you give that attribute to him, and he plays for Division 1, because it's a game, it's an actual game where you're playing and you're actually controlling the player, it might mean that you know, buying a player that is going to be really cheap, he can still do damage, he can still run through teams. So they have to kind of limit that, even
limit
though
that,
a player's
yeah.
faster, because he's shit. They can't give him that. Whereas in Football Manager, you're not controlling the player. So, like, they can still just kind of, the match engine, they can filter it out so that you can be a fast player, but you won't do much damage.
See,
Football Manager's more nuanced with it. Like, it has mentality as well. So, it has, like, players who don't work hard. So, you can have a player who's wicked, Balotelli, but he doesn't really show it as much as he should. While FIFA. When you know how to play, you can make Nani a world beater, man.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's true.
It's
true,
danger, man, so, you know, yeah, I hear what
that. Just in terms of the research, like, the research is incredible. Like, if you go to each team has a football manager kind of assessor assigned to them. And if you go to the Man United one, a lot of them are on Twitter. If you go to the Man United one, the Chelsea one, the Middlesbrough one, if you ask them, their encyclopedic knowledge is crazy because they're always there at the training ground watching every single training session. They're seeing much more than we see.
Yeah.
So the knowledge is crazy, but at the same time, it's still an opinion.
I think Miles Jacobson, he was talking, I think I've said this before on a pod before, he was talking to Stan Collymore, and he was saying stuff like, then they get like a 99% success rate when it comes to judging a player's potential. I don't know how they measure it, but I mean,
That's a lie.
You know what? I've a friend, and I called you out for that, Lewis, man.
Yeah, do you remember that?
There's a few
you can't call me out for it. It's that bloody Miles Jacobson said it. I didn't tell him to say it.
Do you know what? When you go to Edda, I'm not sure how it works now because I haven't played it for ages, but when you go to Edda, you can see kind of potentials of
I like doing that.
Exactly. So you can see the ratings of how they've rated them, and like, I remember their ratings, and Van der Vaart was supposed to be the best, like, the player with the most potential
Anderson always came through eventually.
Yeah, so, it's still opinions, and let's forget that it's loads of different people's opinions. So you've got a guy in Chelsea rating all of the Chelsea players, and you've got a guy in Arsenal rating all of the Arsenal players. Them two are going to, like, view football differently, but they've got to try and bring that kind of rating together to be one uniform thing.
Yeah.
So there's still going to be a lot of static, but I think out of all of the games, they do the most research, it's the most thorough.
You were talking in the preamble, Daniel. Their database is absolutely astonishing.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
it's
seriously.
It's worldwide.
And it's worldwide, but it's in, like, the deepest parts of the world.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
There was one where Alexis Sanchez was, like, 15, and he always became a star. But sometimes he ended up being really tall, like 6 foot. Sometimes he might be 5'8", 5'9".
Yeah.
He became a star.
Colo. They know their stuff, man.
The reason why I checked out, he moved to Serie B, a side called Tirana, or whatever. They said that he's going to be the next Cristiano, I think, at the time. He was 16. It was on loan from Udinese, I think. And then he went on loan to West Ham. The only reason why I checked him out was because of, I'm not sure if it was Football Manager, but I think it might have been. I was watching one of those programs. But, like, that's what, one thing it is good at is, like, you see players and you want to go and check them out. And that's why I like those games, but like I said,
Football Manager is just, like, amazing. I always used to love going to, like, the Brazil under 18s league, and 17, used to be able to steal these players for such cheap prices.
Yeah,
but anyone who sounds exotic or something like the scout report.
Yeah. Scout report, yeah, request scout report.
Any Inio was my scout.
Name ends in OS.
Yeah, I always used to do that. Just watch Brazil under 20 team or
who remembers about FM Cadillac? He used to always
Cadillac,
back.
Yeah.
Striker.
Yeah.
What, the Czech dude or?
Yeah. Always used to bang.
Didn't he have like 20 finishing or something like that?
Yeah, at like 17. Yeah. That's always going up.
Yeah, there's been some proper worldies on Football Manager that didn't really
live up to it.
Like Marcelo always used to be
amazing.
Oh, Marcelo used to be the guy on Football Manager.
Yeah, he is good, but
he is good, but Marcelo was like Cristiano Ronaldo levels on.
Really? I don't think I was playing the game at that time, but I still think he's good though.
Yeah, no, he's a good player, but there's one point where he had he was left back.
Wasn't it Marcelo and someone else? I'm sure there was two of them, Marcelo and someone else. Was it Pato? It wasn't Pato, was it?
It wasn't Pato. Somebody who didn't really do quite well.
I think they did. They both go to Real Madrid. I can't remember.
Was he a left back as well?
Yeah, I think they were both fullbacks. I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure there was two of them, because you used to be able to buy them from whatever Brazilian league they were from, and they were like dead cheap.
One thing I say about FIFA, I was just reading something. I think they talk about like a player's work rate, and I've noticed like I just obviously you're going to compare Ronaldo and Messi. Like they just, I've just noticed how they realise like Ronaldo's work rate in the final third is much higher than Messi's. Like they gave Ronaldo a high work rate, and they gave Messi a medium work rate. So you know when you're playing, unless they thought, I'm imagining how it will work is that if Ronaldo's off the ball, he's going to be buzzing all over the pitch in comparison to if Messi can stand around a lot and just adjust it. And that's how it's difficult, man. So they have to improve that, and that's mentality, and that's hard to actually configure into a game where we actually control the players.
Yeah,
all they have to do is keep giving the ball to Messi and running with him.
No, but they do that kind of though, because they like they response. Do you know like sometimes when you move players?
Yeah.
Or like the player's not in position, or it's like they're lazy in terms of chasing the ball. That's how they try to. Huh?
We're talking about FIFA, yeah?
No, I'm talking about FIFA. Like, that's what I'm saying. So you can have. I don't even know how these FIFA stats work. That's one thing I need to know about. Because it's just one stat, right? Is it just 99? You're saying it's like 8. Is it one stat? Like a player.
That is their overall rating. So that's a combination of their passing, their running, their tackling, their dribbling, everything.
And shooting, also.
Yeah. So if somebody's 86, you're going to assume he has a lot of stats that are higher than 86, and quite a few that are lower. Like, and you know you've got players like Fabregas, Iniesta, Mata. They like might be physically pretty low.
Yeah.
And then from a technical aspect, their stats are going to be high.
So that means that a player, because two players can be 86, and one could be like much better than the other.
Players, yeah. Okay. Completely different players. Doesn't mean that they're similar. Like. So somebody was complaining that Bale was 84. Go and actually check the breakdown. His physical stats are going to be through the charts.
Okay. Yeah, so it's just the way their algorithm would work in terms of producing that overall figure of what their actual ability is. Okay, I've got some questions. Just basically, I just want to hear your insights into what some of the ratings should be, because there are so many like debates going on to it. I know no one's going to be right. It's all opinion at the end of the day, but I might as well get your opinions while we're here. I've got some questions from Twitter. I got one from Carefree Jamal. He asks, who should be the highest rated Prem player, not including players transferred this summer? So, I mean, who is the highest Prem rated player? Hazard, I think, is the highest rated Prem player.
Yeah, Hazard's the highest rated. He's 88.
Yeah. Hazard and RVP, sorry. Hazard and RVP, 88.
Falcao too.
Yeah, but Falcao was transferred.
Listen, mate.
Yeah.
I have to throw in a little Falcao for them, just to remind them.
True.
Well, I'll edit that part out as we...
I
think it should be Aguero.
You think it should be Aguero?
I think it should be Van Persie.
I think it should be...
Van Persie is.
You say Yaya? Oh,
yeah.
I think it should be
Ramsey.
No, not quite. Maybe he should be second or something.
I think I want to go with Aguero. If it's last year, then Aguero, I think.
Aguero, It would definitely be Suarez if Suarez was here, surely.
Yeah, if it was Suarez, then Suarez would win, yeah.
Four off the players were still here, Lewis.
Yeah, sorry, man, I got confused. Man, Fabregas should be up there, no?
Oh, definitely,
I
should be up there, but I think
for
RVP and
Aguero.
Yeah.
Well, even RVP right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my opinion anyway. Yeah, definitely RVP.
But right does because if we're going by how FIFA rate players, does RVP warrant an 88 rating?
So he does.
Is RVP 88 this year?
I'm not talking about
in. That's warranted one. If we're going off how FIFA rate players, they're giving him the benefit of the doubt.
No, I think they just do it on your attributes and they average it out. I think with attributes, because of a lot of them, especially like in the technique sector, they are going to always be so high. So he's always going to maintain a quite high rating.
So you're saying Aguero? So what is Aguero? Who knows what Aguero's rating on FIFA is?
Mariah said Aguero.
Mariah said Aguero. Aya, what did you say? RVP?
Yeah.
Daniel, what did you say?
Yaya.
Yaya's 86.
Aguero's 86 as well.
Is Aguero 86? Yeah, Aguero's 86. Fabregas is what, 84?
Well, he's 86 on the demo, so I assume that's what he's going to be when the game comes out. At a very minimum. Mm.
Yeah. I think on the demo, demo's updated, isn't it? So
Yeah, mm. He's got that bad. He's got that bad. Who's he got? He's got Suarez in the squad. Who else? Who's a quite new signing it's got?
Welbeck?
Arsenal ain't on it.
Oh yeah, Arsenal ain't on the demo. Why did they mug us off like that?
Who wants to play with us?
Actually, I'll tell you what, this brings me on to another question. I can't remember who asked this question. I can't find it on the Twitter anymore. But someone asked, do you think that there is any bias towards any club when doing FIFA rankings? So, for example, would a player playing for Real Madrid be ranked higher than like a certain player playing because he's at Arsenal or because he's at Liverpool or because...
No, I think just the profile, I think there's only so low someone like Wayne Rooney could go because he's basically the highest profile player in this country. So I think even like people are livid that he's 86 at the moment.
What, and, livid in like he should be more or less?
Less, I believe. And,
less?
Well, how much less can you put Rooney?
Well, I've heard people. I've seen it on the timeline.
Really?
Because the people at 86 are.
Need to start naming people, mate.
Xavi is still 86.
Yeah, Xavi. Yeah. That's poor.
But obviously, his basic attributes are passing, technique. Like I said, those don't really go down, do they? So yeah, they kind of stay with you as you age. But yeah, certain high-profile players, they just won't go down. So
yeah. That's why Torres is. He only took the last FIFA for them to really put Torres
in. What was Torres last year? 82,
and
right?
Still, like, Torres will play like a god on the game, which made no sense to me. He should really anger me. But that's just how FIFA is. Even guys like Kaká will still be like 82.
No, but do you know what? Is that the reason I say is that like, Koscielny's like 81, man.
That's Koscielny's not good.
What?
Koscielny's not a good player.
Do you remember one thing I should say? Sorry, he's 85.
Yeah, come on, you can't. That's ridiculous to me.
See, stuff like that, yeah, his profile. Like, I agree with Lewis because Dante was 80. It's been 84.
84. Dante's 84, and there is no way in hell he is a better centre back.
I don't know what stats they can bring apart from having an afro and a decent passing range that could make Dante 84 footballer. Like, it's just ludicrous. Like,
you know what I always used to notice? I used like whenever I was buying this back in the pro days, whatever player was on the cover of that, I knew there was going to be high action.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's why when I heard that as Hazard got the AEA, I wasn't surprised. He's on the cover, isn't he?
Yeah, the guy on the cover, not a baller, basically.
But do you guys just agree with the Hazard 88?
Nope.
What should he be?
87? 86? Yeah, only because 88 is like, he's like in the top 10 players on FIFA, and in my opinion, he's not nowhere near top 10 players in the world.
But that's what, my thing is like, it's just the overall, so like, I don't understand why people are so upset about this like little 187, what's the name? It's just
I think the reason why is because when they compare players with like similar ilk abilities, in terms of the spread as well, and they're low, I think like, a lot of people say that why is he higher than Gareth Bale and Di Maria, even though I personally think he's better than Gareth Bale, but I don't think he's better than Angel Di Maria or Marco Rex.
But if the stats, if you go to the stats and you check and everything's in place, like,
yeah, acceleration. But like, that's the thing though, because like stuff like Lionel Messi, I think I remember on FIFA he always used to have a higher top speed than Ronaldo, which made absolutely no sense.
I'm really
whatsoever, like no sense, because Lionel Messi's top speed is not completely like it.
Mm.
So what I'm just saying is, does the overall thing really matter? Yeah, shouldn't it? The stats matter.
Well, no, to be fair, if you actually play FIFA like I do, the overall thing does not matter, because there was one FIFA where I didn't play Torres or Drogba or Anelka, and my strikers was Lukaku and Sturridge, and they were both, I think Sturridge was 78 and Lukaku was 77. Yeah. So I used to tear people apart because of the way they play. It just matters how,
because of how good a FIFA player you are.
Yeah, what type of player you are on the game, and how that player fits you. So, certain players that aren't that great. Like, for example, I never played Xavi on FIFA, even though he's 90. Yeah. I never ever play it.
Mm.
Ever, like, right now I'm playing Barcelona. He's 86, but I play Rakitic, who's 83. Because I just prefer Rakitic. So the stats don't make a difference.
Once it actually comes to playing, the stats go out the window. You just go into what you like.
I think Falcao's 88 now. Not Falcao, because he's amazing, but Van Persie's 88. And Sturridge is 85 or 84 or 83. I think it's in that range on the demo. But Sturridge, he's I'd rather have Sterling because he's unbelievable because of his specific attributes to a specific style of play for a strike or something. So, yeah, it's all dependent.
Because he's not quick. He's very like, he's not quick. And in FIFA...
Yeah, I hate that so much. FIFA needs to change that. The emphasis on pace and strength in FIFA pisses me off.
The emphasis is not that bad.
Oh, it's so bad, man. Drogba used to kill me all the time.
I fucking hate when you've got a fast striker and then you've got some slow defender that
outpaces
you.
Oh. Do you know who's got that? You know who's got that stat? It's like Pepe. No matter what, who you have, Pepe will just
catch you. Yeah,
yeah. It's Pepe.
What's the point of having a pace stat?
I don't get it.
They made them run much slower if they had the ball at their feet.
Yeah.
No, I think there's a big emphasis on pace and strength, man. Especially...
Strength, yes, not pace.
Pace is important in football.
Of course pace is... No, but I'm talking about the emphasis is crazy.
I think they accommodate for that where some players are weak by some of the fouls, but last year's FIFA, fouling was so strict. You can just touch someone and it was a foul, but really and truly everyone knows it's not a foul. So there's certain bits that helped it.
And also, I think I've noticed on these FIFA's ball control now matters a lot. For example, like that Aubameyang for Dortmund, he is so quick. But like, if you just want to go on a tear with him, you're not going to do it because he's ball control. He's going to win that goal.
Yeah, so I
actually like that. Because I remember the old, like, three FIFA's ago, like, my friend used to murder me with Theo Walcott. He'll be doing, I don't know why Theo Walcott's four-star skills, because I've never seen a guy do a trick as long as I've been alive. And he'll just be doing all these tricks running in and out of me. I'm thinking, Walcott can't really change direction this good.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, they've changed stuff like that, which is really good.
There was one FIFA, I think it was 2004, where they exaggerated the first touch. First touch, and like, if your player gets a good first touch, like, you'll just leave the defender. Like, the defender will just go
and that's the thing of FIFA, they go in cycles. Like, there's a cycle, there's one FIFA where it was so easy to chip a keeper. Then they made where it's impossible to keep up. But now they've got it about right. And I think right now they've got the thing where they can't. During football, usually 1-on-1, you could take out the keeper quite easily if you watch football. But on FIFA, it seems like it's
really fucking hard.
It's practically impossible just around the goalkeeper. So they kind of go in loops. Stuff like that.
I've got another question. I like this question because I have no idea what he means. So maybe you guys can shed some light on it. Kadzguna95, he asks, what's your stance on sweaty goals? I don't know what that means.
I think he means that. Know when you get into the box and then you cross the ball across with X.
Tapping. Okay, he says, what's your stance on sweaty goals? Personally, I think all is fair when playing FIFA. When I've played...
He means that scummy goals.
Okay. When I've played... But why is that a scummy goal?
It depends. Is that
if we're watching... Actually, go on, Aaron.
Is that... If I'm playing one of my... If you're playing a friend, and then fair enough, it's banner, isn't it? But, like, if you're playing online, and this guy does a tapping against me, I'm thinking, does this guy think I'm some sort of mug?
But they're the best goals to score, though.
I don't understand. What's so wrong with it?
If I'm watching football and a player's through with his teammate and he doesn't square it for a tap in, you're gonna say you're stupid.
What? I don't. Yeah, I don't.
Want you to score the most difficult goal. Oh, don't score that.
No. I don't know how it's done now, but when I was playing Pro Evolution, it was like a puzzle, and that's what I wanted. I wanted to get to the point where I'd get 1-on-1 with the keeper and then square it.
And then score an open goal.
No, of course you can do that if you're good, but the guy who's losing against you will say you're rubbish.
But why? Because you've done the work to get into the position.
Don't get mad at me, I'm the one scoring.
No, I'm going to get mad at you, mate.
I don't know. You say, obviously, when you're losing, you're hurt, isn't it? So you have to...
Ayo, what's your opinion?
Where's Ayo gone?
Is he not there?
I don't know.
Someone probably just got a tap in against him, bro.
So basically he says that his cousin demands him to let them have a goal back.
I mean, if it's at 3-4-0 down and then someone scores and they're tapping for you, you might as well just turn the PlayStation off.
Yeah, I'm not giving you a goal back. No,
I'm not giving. The only time I'll give someone a goal back is that the thing I hate is, you know, sometimes we accidentally press a button and the goalkeeper like throws it out to one of your players, or goal kick to the players. But I'll give you one of them if you do it again.
Yeah,
I'm scoring. No, but sometimes you know you're pressing X to skip the replay.
Yeah, no, I've heard that. When you play online, you're pressing X to skip the replay.
press an X and you, it goes to the other person to press X and they're chinning you like, fuck, you know, like, just press X.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And but I'll give you one of them. If you do it the second time, I'm definitely scoring. That's my rule.
Yeah, personally. But those so-called Tesco goals, nah, there's nothing wrong with them whatsoever, man.
No,
don't,
yeah.
Get rid of the party. That's basically it, man.
I've got a mate called Thomas, yeah. When the only way he can score goals is by crossing it into the box and putting a big striker up front.
Oh, man.
And I hate that so much.
On FIFA, people like will try and get at you for the way you play. Like, all you do is cross them head up. All you do is cross
yeah,
them
I hate that so much.
Nah, yeah, that's some people get at you for using certain players. Like, I know Lewis always flips when people use Ronaldo against him. Like,
yeah, I never play anyone who plays with Real Madrid.
Yeah, I can't take you seriously.
I think that's stupid. That is so stupid.
Real are a cheat.
I don't think you're a real FIFA player if you play with Real Madrid.
See, how? Because someone uses Real.
Because you've got some fake players. It's just fake.
That's not
the best.
That's not
the best. Oh, thanks for joining us again. I think you're a pussy if you play with Real Madrid.
No, but if you trust your football skills,
you would. Nah. No, what? So Ronaldo can score from 40 yards? No, I'm right.
Yeah, but you can shut Ronaldo out of the game.
No.
You know goals where you like cross it across the face of goal, and it's just.
Listen,
a happy
I love those goals, mate. I love those goals. I'll do. When I score those goals, cause I know people get angry after the Balotelli celebration or the Sturridge run straight afterwards. Because I know it pisses them off. Like, it's football. Like, what? If we watch it on TV, everybody's loving that goal. Because it's in a game and you can't defend it, like, come on. So I'm at the tightest angle with Daniel Welbeck on his left foot. I should now shoot with Van Persie's edge on the edge of the box, waiting for a tap in. No chance, mate.
Yeah, I'll
score six Tesco goals and I'll celebrate my victory. You can call me crap. I'll say you're six.
Call Tesco
goals. Yeah, I don't know.
That's fucking cheap, man.
I know they're not cheap, but wait. If those are cheat goals, I will take cheat goals all the way. Save money, mate.
That's football. That's football for me. That's like you've got you've rambled them.
Exactly. You've outplayed him so much. You didn't have to have a proper strike on goal because of your play.
Yeah, I agree. I think you should be able to score anyway, but just not with Real Madrid.
So who are the team to be on this FIFA?
Yeah, I was just about to ask that actually. Dari Matt asked that. He says, "Who do you think the team that everyone's going to pick?"
Chelsea.
Yeah, I was
going to
say Chelsea.
Decent again, you know. I'm putting Rooney in midfield.
But then again, you can also say Bayern because they gave Neuer 90, innit? So you're not really going to put a goal past him.
Yeah. Plus, they've got Lewandowski. The thing about Bayern before is they didn't have a striker. Muller up front or Götze.
Femi, I've used Bayern since they bought them. Mario Gomez, because I like coaches, so I thought I'd always play to them.
Yeah, and you always hope that Mario Gomez is like 88 or something like that.
Yeah, but then they sold Gomez. No, I think. Even as one season where they downgraded Gomez, he got injured. So I thought, let me just try Robin up front. And ever since then, I've just been murdering people with Robin up front. So literally, I don't cross the ball because I can't cross. Every time I try it, it goes off.
Yeah, what do you guys use to cross the ball? Is it double square? What?
No, I square? I use L1 and square.
L1 and square, yeah.
I can't cross, so I always play through the middle, try to like, do 1-2s, little dink through balls and little flicks around. So I have Robin up front, so I think Bayern would be a good team to use because I think they're an easy team to use because.
It's like Borussia Dortmund, you know.
Dortmund are good. But I think the teams to be will be Real Madrid as usual because they've got Ronaldo and they've got Gareth Bale.
As soon as I get paired with Real Madrid online, I cancel it.
No, Lewis, you don't want to play me then.
You're a dickhead for that.
I'm buying Munich, yeah, and I'm always paired against Real Madrid blue kit. I think last time I played FIFA seasons, I played 15 matches across 3 days. Every match was Real Madrid blue kit, and I always beat Real Madrid. But the thing with Real Madrid is, if you give Gareth Bale 5 yards of reach, some sort of speed, he will run. He'll pick up the ball in his half, and he'll run past Ribery, then run past Alaba. I'm pressing L1 to flip over to Boateng, and run past him. And the guy will just hold square, and then Ronaldo's just there waiting, jumping past.
Okay, him. I'll tell you what. Here's the key question right now. Yeah. When you play against your mates, like in the same room, do you play tactical or legacy defending?
What's the default?
What's the new? I think the new one's tactical.
Tactical. Tactical's the new one.
Legacy is the old one. I play tactical.
Tactical's so hard, man.
I play tactical.
I'm just
wavy in general, so it doesn't matter what I play.
No, I play tactical only because it's online.
3-0.
3-0. We don't do that around here. You take your hammer and I want to slap you. You ain't quitting.
I don't even agree with that 3-0 thing. Because
if it's 3-0 by half time next playoff.
Yeah, I don't really agree with that because I still think I can score 3 goals in the next half.
No, trust me, it's happened.
It happens so many times.
No,
only if it's 3-0 whitewash.
Speed up the process, like saying there's a few lads around New York, but if it's as 1v1, I remember I was playing online, I was Man United, suicide online. I was playing Chelsea, and this guy was literally, he was spinning me in the first half. He was 3-0 up, he showed me like 10. I wanted to quit. I was thinking, wait a minute, I'm actually not a prick for me to get smashed at this in my own house. Like, I'm actually playing. So I changed to 3-5-2, brought on Hernandez and Welbeck because they're really quick.
What, you actually play 3-5-2 on FIFA?
No, I haven't played 3-5-2 in the last 3 FIFAs.
You know,
like
people bang 3-5-2 on Ultimate Team.
Yeah, because it's not the same as in real life, because they're wingers, not fullbacks. And I'll just play a really, really quick right back as one of the centre backs, just in case I get blown out. So I just changed that, and I scored 5.5 goals. And that wouldn't have happened if I was playing, let's say, with a bunch of lads, and they're like, 3-0, because that would have been my 3-0 loss, and I'm looking at the chief. But yeah. I could have come back and won that game, even with my boys Victor. Like, a lot of times I've been 3-0 against him, and this Pagan will score like 3 goals, and then we'll be like 3-3 again. But yeah, if there's a bunch of lads that you have to, it's 3-0, you have to.
Yeah. Do you know, when I used to play Pro Evolution, what I used to do is I used to always put, like, set the time to, like, when I was just like playing against the computer, I'd set the time to the most minimum time you could play, so the match finishes really quickly. And what happens is you get used to playing like matches in a super quick time. So whenever I played my friends, like, I'd come out the traps quickly, and they wouldn't know what hit them, just because I know that you have to score quickly to win a game.
Do you think that's what Brendan Rodgers does in training?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, because they start so well.
Yeah.
But it works. So if you want to get better at FIFA, like, put the time down to the lowest thing.
Yeah, that makes sense actually. And but the game speeds up when you do it at a lower time, innit?
On FIFA, yeah. I don't know.
I think so. Anyway, like
the game speeds up.
No, I know the time speeds up, but I'm saying like the gameplay. I think I might be chatting shit. I may have just made that up.
No, it does speed up.
Because I think you can. Like the game. Yeah, go on, Aaron.
I think when you put the time up, the game speed up, doesn't it? And the player just looks mad illegal.
Oh, really?
I think so, anyway.
I think that's what he's on about.
Yeah. Alright, well, is there anything else anyone wants to add in before we call it a day?
I'm the best on FIFA.
Okay, we'll leave your PSN.
Have you played PlayStation or PS4 or PS3?
PS4, PS3, PS2, anyone?
Wait.
Why not? TV chills, add me right now.
Yeah, everyone have games. Like, obviously, I can't play because I don't play the game, but we'll see who's the best.
TV chills, I need to whack
it's
up.
It's in my house in London, so when I get back to
home. Oh, well, man. Oh, yeah, here we go.
We need dodges, man.
I don't need to dodge it. I have
another one. I've been dodging me for years.
Okay, this clown, you should have done. If you've never sent me an invite, how do I know to play you via telepathy? I don't want to. No. Explain your idiocy.
I've never seen Iron Man at the test.
Yeah, because I don't play my PS4 that much. That's why I'm boxed. This guy thinks
this guy has so much money. He spends £400 on a PS4 and doesn't even. It's just chilling in a box.
Just chilling in his box, yeah.
To be fair, because what it was, because I come online, yeah, and I play Real Madrid Bukit every single time, and it's just so boring. And no one's got a better record than a winner record than me versus an online friendly, so something to play for once. Just smacking up everybody. Boring. But anyway, Aaron, FIFA 15 will play.
I think what we'll do is we'll do like a live.
Actually, if I beat you, yeah, so many times, I get to slap you if you're walking out. I want to slap the glass off your face and go.
You would never ever get that.
See, I'm not on the gas. Okay, I'll play you. You might be better than me, so I don't know the gas. So we'll play you anyway.
But it's set now. What happens to you, Ayo, if you lose?
Nothing happens to me because I ain't doing
shit.
I want to play Dan on Pro, man.
Yeah, no, do you know what? I paid one of the old pros in the PS2, like, I think it was last year, the year before.
Pro was
and I'm telling you, it's actually better than FIFA. Even with the crap graphics, it's better. No, it's better. The gameplay, it was so free. And
the movement of the players
was free. Like, the shot techniques was realistic. The way you could alter your part, like, with FIFA, it seems like everything's still scripted to a certain degree, where Pro was completely freestyle. Even where you can move your players in terms of formations, you just drag it wherever you want to. Like, there will never be a football game better than a Pro on PS2.
And you want it for right as well, you know?
Yeah, but I can't be dealing with that Man Red and Brick London.
Yeah, that's just update,
somebody goes out of their way and updates it like, after like.
I know, but the fact that I'm paying £40 for fake A, that's like,
that's because FIFA don't give them the thing, doesn't it?
Why should they?
Really understood why Pro did that.
FIFA just need to go. Pro Evo just need to go like BT Sport on their ass, man.
Yeah, I think
Didn't the pro developers leave and join the FIFA? Every year there was rumours about how Pro Evo and FIFA were just going to join up together and make
Pro FIFA Lucian Soccer.
Yeah, just.
No, but I think what we've got now is that
in perfect harmony.
FIFA's got that kind of Apple type of market power where nobody's even checking for Pro.
Oh yeah, can I just say, fuck you Android users, I don't care about your stupid phone from 2012. I'm gonna get the iPhone 6.
That's what's up, man.
And
see, the first thing, I've got an Android, yeah. I know this is a bit off topic, I don't want to talk about phones, but like, it's one of those ones where
fuck it, this is the touchline Android
one of those ones where the best phone is what the phone that suits you the best. That's what it is. At the end of the day, we pay for these phones, so I don't know why people ride hard. I'm team Android. Like, are you a prick? You pay $5 for the phone. If the phone breaks and you go to Samsung, they will not give you a new one. So, so I mean, take my phone. So, for me, an Android is better because of the things I like to do. But for next somebody else, an iPhone's better. So I don't see why people are.
But you just got that new Mac, though, didn't you?
Yeah. The Mac's quite nice, but
that would be lovely with an iPhone.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
The thing is, yeah, it's because, like, I've had an iPhone since, like, 2009 when it first came out,
yeah.
And I used to jailbreak it, do all these crazy things, but now I'm very, very lazy. Like, if I come back from work, I could just about get, I just get a takeaway, lay in my bed.
Do you get a takeaway every day?
Pretty much,
that's
yeah.
Not good, man.
Oh, that's not good.
That's going to affect you.
This is why you get fat.
This is why Martha said you need to sort out your diet, mate.
Shit.
That's why I ate dipped on a Sunday, bro.
Who rinsed me once? Marvin, that's why I sent you shots. What are you talking about?
Oh, PA.
Where's my change, B?
PA. Let me know when you're about to waste me, innit?
Well, you can never waste me. I don't know why I'm American football.
What do you mean? Yeah, Aaron plays American football, you know.
He came the other day with his stupid helmet and shit.
His motorcycle helmet.
You played with a bucket hat. What? Who played
with? I don't know why you keep spreading this room, but I need to connect.
You did, bro.
I know, I'm sure he's done some secret campaign.
I'm surprised Dan's not top, to be honest with you.
Elijah took over Daniel, and Elijah's only been on like 4 times.
Yeah. Let's get Sorry, Leroy Daniel. Top, the people's champ, Mariah.
No, I'm telling you, Mariah paid for votes because he had like 3 votes, and I told him he had 3 votes, and he went up to like 37 the next day, I'm telling you.
Really? I swear that I did.
Some sympathy votes.
Yeah, whatever it is, keep doing it, ladies. I love you too.
Alright, we'll call it a day there, like on that bombshell. As during the cut.
That's my fellas.
Alright, yeah, take it easy, guys.
Later.
Cheers.